You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, Panthers and Sabres tomorrow at KeyBank Center as we get set for an afternoon affair. Second one this week. And looking forward to seeing if Buffalo can, Marty, hand the Panthers a fourth straight defeat.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Panthers are dealing with some injuries, right? No Matthew Tkachuk, no Sasha Barkov, no Mikkola. Their top line yesterday in that game against the New Jersey Devils, it didn't look like the top line of the last couple of years of the Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup. And that's fine. Look, you're going to have some injuries, but, you know, Marchand was not supposed to be a top line guy. It was supposed to be on the third line, and Sam Bennett's not supposed to be a top line guy. So it's changed. Well, you know what? It's hockey. And nobody's going to feel bad about the Florida Panthers having to deal with injuries right now. They've had their good run. And, you know, if you get them when they're hurt, well, you got to make it pay. You got to win the game. You got to skate. You got to produce. And that's why tomorrow is very important. It's not just because it's a two-time defending cup champion that are coming in. Because they're coming in kind of not themselves right now because of the injuries.
They lost last night, did the Panthers, to the Devils 3-1. New Jersey has won three in a row. It's expected, based on how practice has gone today with three goalies for Buffalo, that Alex Lyon would get the start again. He started a career-high 43 games in 23-24. Will his start number be higher or lower this season with Buffalo?
Oh, it will be higher. It will be higher.
Higher than 40? Higher than 43?
Yes,
I
think
number.
So. It's a big number. I think it will be higher because I believe that is like what Alex Lyon has done right now in four games is shown that number one, he played four games in 7 days. That was 4 days in a week. So, and he didn't look tired. I think one of the things we talked about him in his conversation is all about, you know, how to be the most effective, the body positioning. You know, there's a lot that he's thinking about that he learned by himself. And I think he's performing well and knows he can play. Now, I get it. Like, if Luukkonen comes in at some point and lights it on fire and you're like, okay, we're going to run Luukkonen. But let's see, Luukkonen comes in and there's 75 games left, 70 games left, right? And then you say, okay, well, maybe it's 35-35 in those. Well, that means Lyon's already played 10, 12. So I think he'll go over to 43.
This is astounding to me. Like, he makes a third of what Luukkonen makes.
Yeah. I'm not one to, and you know me, I'm not one to really look at salary and say, well, this person should be playing 20 minutes a night. But I get what you're saying, and I get what the Sabres are also thinking. Like, well, Luukkonen 2 years ago in second half was really good. Last year, not so much. We want him to be able to bounce back. We want him to be part of our future. But the future is now. The future is now. So if Luukkonen goes in, you know, he's only played 20 minutes of hockey in preseason. There's the option most likely on the table of when Luukkonen is healthy to maybe get a conditioning assignment and play a couple of games in Rochester. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. That has to be discussed within all parties. But I would think that would be a very logical approach to the whole thing. If you're Luukkonen, say, I'll play a couple of games. He played 20 minutes of hockey. Play a couple of games, and then you got to perform. If he performs at the level that is way up there, okay, I get it. And Lyon has continued to perform, but I think Lyon goes over 43. I'm a fan now. I'm a fan of Lyon.
Well, the other reason for asking this question, and I apologize for perhaps, you know, trying to steer you under 43, but they do have three goaltenders right now. And I'm not expecting Ellis is going to see the waiver wire anytime soon. And there are back-to-back games next weekend against Toronto. So are you thinking we're finally going to see Ellis in one of those?
I think we could. I think that would be a little early to see Luukkonen because obviously he's still here practicing with the team, getting himself ready. So next week would maybe be the conditioning stint, and it would be the week after that we could see him back if everything goes well. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Toronto, home and home, could be a Colton Ellis appearance.
He has no NHL experience. Where would you play him if this is the case, home or away?
I would play him away.
Okay.
I would play him the second game, the Saturday night in Toronto.
Okay. Well, right now, the Amerks, of course, are on the road, and they are at Utica today, at Syracuse tomorrow. Their next game, if you're looking at it from a potential Luukkonen conditioning standpoint, would be Wednesday, October 22nd, at home against Syracuse. So that could afford Luukkonen the opportunity to do a one-game conditioning, come back to the Sabres, and perhaps be ready for one of the weekend games against Toronto.
And that's why I think that I would like to see Luukkonen get a couple of games conditioning.
Let me just say, he could also play the Friday home game
and be ready
for Rochester
Saturday
against Laval, and then be ready for the Saturday. So, you know. So
I wouldn't want to rush it, but I could see him play two games next week in Rochester with the Amerks, and then say, okay, well, let's go to the next week when, you know, after the Friday, you're looking at Columbus on the Tuesday, Boston on October the 30th. So I think you can see opportunities, not with forcing it too early. That there will be opportunities the week after. And look, you picked up Colton Ellis on waivers because you really felt like this is a guy that if he was put on waivers at some point that you would have interest in. And enough to say, okay, well, we don't need Georgiev. We signed him to a contract. We're going to put him on waivers and let's see what happens. I think you may want to see what Colton Ellis is or has to offer in one game, at least to get a sense. Because then when Luukkonen comes back, you see how he plays. You see how Lyon has been playing. You see what Colton Ellis has been doing. And then maybe you have to make a decision. Because if you went all of your way to pick up Colton Ellis on waivers when you already had Georgiev here, you don't want to lose him on waivers in 2 weeks from now. You don't want to put him back on waivers and lose him. So
doesn't this mean three goalies for the future?
It means three goalies for a little bit unless you find a suitor, a solution, maybe a trade partner. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, you want to get all the information on everybody. I would play Colton Ellis a game next week in that back-to-back to kind of see where he's at and where he fits in that whole picture.
Kind of hard to gauge on one game, right? Yes. But here's the thing. Devon Levi is starting for Rochester tonight. Alexander Georgiev is starting tomorrow. And Leinonen is still there as well. There's six goalies right now between the NHL and the AHL for this team, this organization.
And really, obviously, you have seven guys that you have to manage because you have Scott Ratzlaff.
Right, but he was ticketed for Jacksonville all the time. So this is not really an extra factor, right? There was never supposed to be, not never, it's just in theory, as we talked through the summer, it was going to be likely Levi and Leinonen in Rochester, and expected Luukkonen and Lyon here in Buffalo. And my, how things have changed, and we're only four games into the year.
It's like you make a reservation for four at the restaurant, and you show up and you tell the maitre d', like, ah, there's going to be six of us. Well, let's see if we can find a different table, and we got to mix and match things, and we got
to... Yeah, but we wanted a window seat.
Huh?
They wanted a window seat. They want to be at the front. Everybody.
Yeah,
wants to
I wanted to be in the booth.
They want to be seen, right?
Yeah, exactly. So Seinfeld did a whole episode in the lobby of a restaurant. I mean, that's kind of like what I'm sensing we could do for this. You know, this six goalie. What do you say? Congestion. You know that is happening right now.
Yeah, it's there's congestion on the throughway as it pertains. Thanks to goaltenders.
Yes.
Anyway, you are expecting Lyon tomorrow, right?
I'm expecting Lyon tomorrow. I would expect Lyon on Monday against the Montreal Canadiens. I would expect Lyon on Wednesday against Detroit. And then you probably, but it could always change. I look at it at, you know, if Alex Lyon hadn't been the best player for the Sabres despite an 0-3 start, would he have started against the Ottawa Senators, mm-hmm. right? Like, maybe not. Maybe you're saying, hey, you know what? Lyon is struggling. Let's give Colton Ellis a start. Or let's recall Devin Levi or whatnot. Like, I think it's all right now based on what have you done for me lately. Mm-hmm. And what has Alex Lyon done for you lately? Well, it's been really solid goaltending. Even in three losses, he was really, really good. And in an 8-4 win, despite giving up four goals, he was gifted the Sabre after the game because the players recognized that he had a huge impact in an 8-4 win, which that doesn't usually happen all that often.
Speaking of the Amerks, there was one move yesterday. Ryan Johnson is back with Rochester. Zach Metsa, the Amerks captain, is up with Buffalo. Metsa, though, practicing on the fourth pair today. Johnson will play for the Amerks tonight. They, Rochester, are missing Wahlberg until next week, presumably. So we'll see if they can rebound from the loss in game two of their season. They had a weekend opening split with the Marlies last weekend. So it's funny when we talk about Lyon and the number of goaltenders right now between the Sabres and the Amerks, but there is obviously this ongoing, you know, change to the lineup every night, and much of it is necessitated due to injury, but some of it, you know, comes at the form of, you know, impactful or less impactful play, depending on which player we're talking about. But even just thinking about the last game started with Tage Thompson in the middle on the top line. Mm-hmm. Now they're practicing with Yuri Kulik again with Benson and Thompson. You've got Doan with McLeod and Tuck. So Tuck no longer with Thompson the way it started the last game. And of course, Danforth is out right now, not practicing as he was injured in the last game. So you know, you're looking at Zucker coming off a two-goal game, Quinn coming off a two-goal game. That's, you know, maybe a nice situation for Krebs to be in the middle of these two guys to try to continue. And then rounding out the fourth line in practice today while Jordan Greenway was skating in a yellow jersey, Dunn, Kozak, and Malenstein.
So it's interesting, right? My first thought was, well, why is Kulik playing on the top line when you just scored eight and you had your first win of the year? And I get Yuri Kulik should not be a fourth line player, but I think Lindy Ruff and the Buffalo Sabres right now are thinking, let's get wins. And if that lineup won you a game and scored you eight goals, you probably were going to stick with the lineup. But you mentioned Justin Danforth. He got hurt early in the second period, a lower body injury. Mm-hmm. So he's not available. I think they trust Danforth to probably play a third line role if you have to, which opened up the fourth line spot for Kulik. But if you now insert Dunn into the lineup, then you're not going to move Dunn up on the third line or second line. So you say Dunn is going to go on the fourth line with Kozak and Malenstein, and now we are going to give Kulik another chance at saying, hey, let's see what you can do on a top line or top two lines. And, you know, Thompson and Benson, you know, Benson is back now, so that changes the dynamic. Maybe Yuri Kulik is going to benefit from Benson's energy. But I really feel that if Danforth was not injured at this moment, that the lines would not have changed, that Yuri would have been still on the fourth line, that you wouldn't have gone into tomorrow afternoon's game with new lines. But without Danforth and maybe not trusting Dunn to play in the top three lines, then you're elevating Kulik and you're mixing and matching again for tomorrow's game.
Right. It makes perfect sense based on everything we saw last year. But the, you know, the challenge to Kulik was very clear from Lindy Ruff. So I think that still puts him, you know, a little bit in the spotlight here as he goes back to the top line.
Yeah.
But all of this, the reason we're blurting it out, I mean, we don't sit here and blurt out every player on every line every day on Sabres Live. That would be pointless. But the fact that there's changes, and the first discussion point was the number of goaltenders. And if you carry three when everybody gets healthy, what that means for everybody else, and presumably it would mean 13-7 as far as forwards and defense. Well, right now they have eight defensemen because Gjertsen is skating with Metsä, and I get it, Metsä can go back down, but still, you're going to run into a numbers game here at some point when Greenway gets healthy, right? Yeah. And he's close. By the way, Samuelson also full practice today, so it's looking like he can return tomorrow against Florida.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You are going to run into a numbers game, and I think that's why we've always talked about it's tough to carry three goalies. And I get it. You may have to do it short term, but if, you know, Lyon is playing well and if Luukkonen is the guy you want to get going and you believe in Colton Ellis and you don't want to lose him on waivers, that could be a situation now where you're going to carry three for a longer period of time. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it, but it is what the situation is. Look, there's a few guys, you know, you mentioned Metsä could probably be sent back down to Rochester. You know, that's fine. You got some guys up front. Dunn could be sent back down. I would think Gjertsen could probably get sent down, you know, go on waivers. Mm-hmm. And then if you have a need, you call them back up. There right. could be some, you know, taxiing down the 90, like, you know, with the,
well, we
with
live in a congestion. World of different, we're not in a paper transaction world now, right?
No, we're not in a paper world transaction. No, I think it's you would get sent down and play some games in Rochester and then get called back up.
Right.
It wouldn't be like, well, today we're doing a paper transaction for this, but tomorrow it'll be a different one. And, mm-hmm. you know, I really feel like you got to get some stability in the roster.
Right.
The injuries have added this element of, you know, not so stable. But mm-hmm. I believe that if you're going to go with three goalies, you're not going to do paper transaction every right. day. You're going to have a 13 forward, 7D, and that's the way you're going to go.
And arguably the most talked about player on the team is one we haven't really talked about today. Yet it has been talked about on our show because he joined us very recently to sit down, and among the many topics was his next contract, hopefully with Buffalo, and that was Alex Tuch. And then Darren Dreger talked about it yesterday. And then also on Daily Faceoff, Brian Bartlett, part of the agency group for Alex Tuch, talked about exactly what Darren Dreger said. And that is, the talk of an extension is now on the back burner a little bit to let the season go far enough in where you can get another gauge of where Tuch feels like he is at with the organization, and as importantly, where the organization is at from a performance standpoint for Tuch to view and obviously assess.
I think the biggest thing is that Alex Tuch wants to focus on hockey, and the start of the year, you're 0-3. Did you see the energy and the emotion he showed when he scored that goal against Ottawa? Like, I feel like that was a, you know, like the popping of the champagne. Like, it's been so bottled in, right? And it's, it was a bad start, and 0-3, that when he scored, it just erupted, and thank God. But at the same time, it's like, okay, now let me just play hockey. Let me just play hockey for a little bit. I know I want to sign here. The team wants me here. We're not agreeing on the numbers just yet, but let me just play hockey. So, you know, do I think that the agents and Kevin Adams can still discuss, you know, once in a while? 100%. But I do believe that for Alex Tuch, it's let me just not think about it, you know. So funny enough, I was with a couple of guys from Habitat for Humanity this morning about some, you know, some you know, piece of furniture and things like that that they're picking up, and that's the first thing they ask, like, what about Tucky? Is he gonna stay? Is he? I'm like, I really feel like Alex Tuch is going to be a Buffalo Sabres for a long time. I do, and I know everybody's saying, well, if he wants to win, well, you know what? Be part of the solution. Be part of the fix here. He's been fantastic. He has been underpaid the last couple of years, and maybe that you're trying to get to the other side now. But I really feel like he's going to be here. And so maybe they put it on the back burner now, Duffer. But, I mean, you and me both know. You say, let's put it on the back burner, and a week later, something happens. All of a sudden, they get there's an announcement for a contract. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but
could be tomorrow, quite frankly.
Right? Like, you know, the old, like, there's a vote of confidence for my coach, and then 2 days later, the coach fired. Like, that's, like, we're putting it on the back burner, but who knows? Maybe in a week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month, it gets resolved.
It's Friday. Shane and Goldman from The Athletic coming up at the bottom of the hour. There were 11 games in the NHL last night. Did you think? Oh, by the way, so before we run into any more awkward on air when I'm on the wrong end of it, spontaneous trivia on the broadcast, I just wanted to clarify that every team has a power play goal now, and there are no teams that are perfect on the penalty kill, just in case you wanted to spring that on me in the future.
No, I'm glad that you did your homework. Toronto Maple Leafs finally got a power play goal last night. It was a
defensive. Did you think the Rangers were going to score?
No. Will Cooley probably could have had 10 goals in that game last night. Lafreniere could have had a few. But, man, Anthony Stolarz was really good. It took a while for the Rangers to get on the board. But I really didn't think Toronto was going to score either, because Shesterkin was so good. So I'm like, this is going to be 1-1 going into a shootout. It's going to go 20 rounds. Duffer is going to love it, although he won't watch the Leafs. He won't watch the Leafs, but he's going to say, that was great. A shootout, 20 rounds. That's awesome. But no, the Leafs were able to win in OT, but it was a goalie battle last night in Toronto.
Well, through that one or the other 10 games, what left you dazzled or disturbed?
Okay, so I'm going to say disturbed. I feel a little bit disturbed for the Seattle Kraken, which on Tuesday night.
They're like having their best start ever at 2-0-2.
Yeah, but it could be 4-0. It should be 4-0. On Tuesday night, they were a couple of minutes away from closing in the Montreal Canadiens. Demidov scores, and then Caulfield scores in overtime. Last night, they're, what is it, less than a minute away from 30 seconds away from closing in the Ottawa Senators?
No, it was a little more than that, but yeah.
Yeah, so
it was closer to 2 minutes. So
you're right. They scored a little bit.
Not they, Dylan Cousins. That's why it stood out.
Yeah, it was a minute 46 left. Yes, long range. It was a Not a good goal for Grubauer to give up, but again, like they battle back. Shane Wright gets his first of the year. They're right there, 2 minutes away from winning and being 3-0-1, and then they let it slip away and they lose in a shootout. So they should be 4-0. I'm sorry, but Seattle should be 4-0. They let a couple of points slip right there.
The best team, I think, right now is Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
They're 4-0.
Yeah.
I think that one way to gauge it is just listen to other teams' coaches after games. Like, they know what they're up against, and then they're still kind of in awe of the execution. It's unfortunate that Anaheim couldn't have done a little better job last night. And I say it only because Leo Carlson was unbelievable. Again, he's got 6 points in the last three. He could have 12. Like, he just looks so mature now. And I am, like, super excited to watch him on a nightly basis. But all that being said, Carolina, like, holy cow. If people need to appreciate how good Seth Jarvis is, he is absolutely dynamic and smart. And, there's so much to like about Carolina right now. So I think they've left me on the dazzled side. But
when they beat San Jose 5-1 on Tuesday, Duffer, Brendan Bussey was in net, his first NHL start. Mm-hmm. And I think I was listening to a highlight pack, and they said all Brendan Bussey had to do on this night was put on his gear because Carolina was dominating. And they were dominant, and they were dominant last night as well. So I'm not saying Freddie Anderson, all he had to do was put his gear on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, that's how good Carolina's been.
Mm-hmm. Seattle, by the way, just to appease you, is also carrying three goaltenders right now.
They are.
Yeah, Matt Murray was the backup the other night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, that's right. Yeah.
Anyway, just so you know, because I know it's your favorite thing. My least favorite thing.
I'm disturbed.
I am disturbed by the goal that was taken off the board for Florida late in the game against New Jersey. I hate being repetitive year after year, but I'll throw in the token line that everybody uses. What is goaltender interference? Because this to me was Lundell outside of the crease, perfectly positioned, and it got taken off the board. So I don't know.
So I hate, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, the problem I have with Rule 69, if you go and decide to read the rule book online, is the wording in all of it. Mm-hmm. Because it starts with the first line that says the rule is based on the premise that an attacking player's position, whether inside or outside the crease, should not by itself determine whether a goal should be allowed or disallowed. In other words, like, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So Lundell is outside the crease. He's not interfering with Jake Allen at all. Jake Allen is inside his crease. Like, two things could be true. Mm-hmm. Lundell is inside the crease and Allen is inside the crease. And there's a little contact. But Lundell is allowed to be standing where he's standing, and there could be a little contact without being goalie interference. And the rule book contradicts itself because it will say if contact happens while a goaltender is inside his crease. Okay, well, that happened. Jake Allen was inside his crease. But then later in the rule book, it says if a player makes contact while outside of the crease, mm-hmm. a goal. Okay, Lundell's outside of the crease, so that factors in. But the goalie is inside the crease. Like, just rewrite the rule book so you don't have to deal with those. Yeah. And I think the basic part of this should be where the attacking player is. Is he inside or outside the crease? Lundell was outside the crease, should be a goal.
Real quick, you have a mini diss or dad on social today.
Yes. I got two, really. So which one do you want? The hockey one and the non-hockey one? Let's do the hockey one because save the non-hockey one for Shayna.
No, I think the non-hockey one is the poll that we want answered, right?
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, here's the poll. If you've seen the Dallas Stars, they have a fan in the crowd. His name is Fake Ottinger instead of Jake Ottinger. He went to a game in his full goalie equipment. The Bauer look, just like Jake Ottinger, the jersey, the Dallas Stars jersey, everything. And he actually put a post on social media saying this was great. Like, kids would go up to him, take pictures. He's like, it was awesome. Put a smile. It was like a mascot. He was basically the Dallas Stars mascot. But But years ago, we remember Mini Kiprasov, Mika Kiprasov's, like, you know, a kid that was doing everything like him. So who do you like most, this or that? Fake Ottinger or Mini Kiprasov? That's on Sabres Live on X right now. Just answer to the poll, and we'll have some early, you know, poll results before the show ends.
Fake Ottinger, not one of the eight mascot friends of Sabretooth around the NHL and Western New York, but those eight will be in attendance for Mascot Madness tomorrow when the Panthers are the opposition, and their representative will be there in mascot form. Doors open at 11:30, puck drop set for one. First 5,000 kids in attendance receive a commemorative Sabretooth beanie, and we'll have multiple stations throughout the rink to take pictures with our eight attending mascots, so bring the family early. So much to get to around the NHL. Shayna Goldman is next.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.